And a man who has been involved in the political arena is Winky Madad. Israel Madad, his official name, we affectionately call him Winky. He lives in one of those Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria. He lives in a place called Shiloh, a great historic biblical background, and very knowledgeable of what's going on. Winky, I've been talking with David Wilder. I want to spend a few moments talking with you about Ehud Barak's statement that indeed Israel, with this big, big government they have, 94 members in the coalition, they ought to do something about trying to bring together coexistence with the Palestinians and what he said ought to be done. Let's evacuate Judea and Samaria, all the Jewish settlements out there. First of all, your first reaction to the Minister of Defense's statements.
Well, Jimmy, Mr. Barak has a proven track record in politics, totally woeful in the sense of really having an effect on Israel in the area in which he's responsible. His defense portfolio has not really improved Israel's standing at all. We do not know of any major significant improvements in our military forces. Anything that we're doing right now in terms of Iran, I'm going to guess, is more in the area of technical warfare rather than anything traditional. Israel still has no effective response to the ongoing Gaza-initiated terror, except as in a purely defensive reaction, this Iron Dome type of a situation, which just means that when it's raining, you sort of put out an umbrella. That's okay for the weather. It's not good for the existence of the state of Israel. And now with this most recent proposal, totally disconnected from what has happened as a result of Israel's previous either withdrawals or retreats or other unilateral steps that have proven quite negative for Israel's security and the lives and property of its citizens.
Seems, Winky, you're going to have to take your tongue out of your cheek now as we continue this conversation. Quite an evaluation of the efficiency of the Minister of Defense there in the nation of Israel and what he's been able to do, what he's been able to accomplish. Well, it's out there, though, and people are talking about it. Let me ask you, just right bottom line, do you think it is possible that this thought could catch on and maybe the Israeli government under Netanyahu might move in that direction or at least try to evacuate some of the Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria?
Jimmy, the movement to expel or evict people from their homes out here in the Jewish communities has always been an agenda item. Just most recently, Ehud Olmert desperately tried to get the Palestinian Authority officials to accept his version of it and got nowhere. Even Barak's call just recently this week, as you pointed out, for a unilateral withdrawal was rejected by the Arabs. So I don't understand what's happening in terms of Barak. We do know that the Arabs want a what they call a state of Palestine, and they want it free of Jews. They've gone on record with these statements, and there's no need to repeat all this. This is not peace. We can make all sorts of political arrangements, but that will not bring peace. And so I think Mr. Barak, whose major political success has been in reducing his stature to less than 10 members of Knesset when he broke away from Labor, is simply making noise, which most politicians will do as a matter of nature. It doesn't mean that they have any influence, or the fact that with Netanyahu's expanded coalition, it means that there's more power or influence. Coalitions are made up of parties, and parties can withdraw themselves from the coalition, as they have done in the past. Both Shas, the Sfaradi Orthodox Party, and other parties have broken away, even people within the Likud. So I understand the concern of people, but as you know, Jimmy, Israeli politics are much more complicated than most Bible theological research.
Well, let's play a game of suppose for a moment. You made the statement that it's not going to bring peace. I've heard the European Union leaders, the President of the United States, United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, make the statement that the hindrance to peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians would be the Jewish settlers out there. Now, if indeed, just supposing, they evacuated all of them, would that bring peace then between the Israelis and the Palestinians?
Well, we simply look at what happened before 1967, when Israel, at that time, in response to a war of aggression, assumed administrative responsibility for the areas of Judea, Samaria, and previously Gaza. Before 67, there were no Jewish communities, what they call settlements, and yet there was Arab terror. So removing Jews from the area or dismantling the communities doesn't respond to any of the basic problems for which there are no peace. We do know that the Palestinian Authority incitement campaign, educational efforts, media campaigns, all continue to demand an erasure, a disinventivity, I call it, of Jewish nationalist heritage connection to the land of Israel. If that is on their agenda, very open, very high profile, then that's not peace. Together with the removal of the 350,000 plus Jews out here, we will simply probably return to the pre-67 area when Israel's security and existence was threatened because of geography and Arab terror was much rampant.
Well, indeed, I don't see how politically they're going to be able to pull it off. You've given us that insight as well. But you also did mention the Bible, Winky, and I guess we need to make sure that everybody eavesdropping on this conversation understands that God's word says the land of Judea and Samaria, all of Israel, plus much, much more, has been given to the Jewish people. And that's an absolute, isn't it?
Jimmy, you know, I always say that the best people around are those who believe in the Bible. And they believe in the Bible, and they should do that, in addition to their faith. It's because it's the most logical, rational, down-to-earth document that deals with the human condition, human history, and ultimately human future. And the more it is read and understood, I think the better all mankind will be.
Amen, amen, and amen. Israel Madad, he's a special friend to us here on Prophecy Today, a broadcast partner as well, and involved in helping us to understand political activities unfolding right there in Israel. Winky, thank you so much for being available, and we'll talk again down the line.
Thank you, Jimmy. Goodbye to you and our listeners.